Our meditation today is in Psalm 54. It's dedicated to the chief musician. That would be the chief musician of the tabernacle, later the temple. It was to be with stringed instruments there in the tabernacle or temple. And we have a little bit of an historical situation given here. It's a contemplation of David when the Ziphites went and said to Saul, "Is David not hiding with us?" So David was moved by God to write, "Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and oppressors have sought after my life. They have not set God before them." Selah. "Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. He will repay my enemies for their evil. Cut them off in your truth. I will freely sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye has seen its desire upon my enemies." Well, to look at the historical context here, if indeed this is correct, and really this is part of God's word, not the part that we sing, it's not intended for singing, but it is part of God's word as far as we know. If it be such, why, the historical context, you may or may not remember this, but David and his band, David and his fellow
refugees,
yes, I guess so. Why, they had holed up in the forest of Ziph. They were hiding from Saul and from the other wicked ones who sought to kill David. Saul, because he saw him as a rival in his demonically induced paranoia. And others were after David, well, to be getting in the good graces, we might say. We'll put those in quotation marks, of Saul. In any case, among those who wanted to look good to Saul were the people who lived around the forest of Ziph. They had seen David and his men go in there. They had seen that they were holding up. And so, against the true anointed one of Israel, for his enemies, they betrayed him. They betrayed him. And all to get a little bit of an approval from Saul. Reminds us of someone else. It reminds us of someone else betrayed and someone else who brought about a betrayal. It reminds us of the one who came from the loins of David, our Lord Jesus Christ, the anointed one of God, who was betrayed not in a forest, but in a grove of olive trees by his familiar friend, who led the forces of the temple police and of the Pharisees and Sadducees, a mob, to gain the betrayal of Jesus Christ, and all for a miserable little fee. It wasn't to be in the good graces necessarily of the high priest, but to be getting 30 pieces of silver. David here is using words and is having feelings in a real true situation worked about by the providence of God in order that through these words, Jesus' thoughts, Jesus' feelings might be conveyed to us as well. As David was. He was betrayed, not by strangers, but it was even worse, betrayed by his familiar friend. He needed to be saved, and really, these words could well be ones that Jesus may have thought of there on the cross. But it is not only words crying out to God for help against those who betrayed him. Those words are found in the first three verses and going to the Selah. But there are words, too, of triumph. We will remember that our Lord Jesus Christ was able to say, not only, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But he was able to say, from a psalm, nine psalms further on, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And so David here is using words that were expressive of the heart of Jesus in verses 4 through 7 as he anticipates and exalts in his own triumph, his triumph over the devil, his triumph over death, his triumph over guilt, his triumph over uncleanness, his triumph over all that which he came to save his people from. Our Lord Jesus had the victory. As the Apostle Paul was led to write in Romans 1, verse 4, he was shown by power, his resurrection, to be, or shown by his resurrection, to be the Son of God with power. And so David here is using words that get to the heart of Jesus. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. You'll repay my enemies for their evil. Cut them off in your truth. And that is what happened to those who would not come in faith and repentance to him in one generation. I will freely sacrifice to you. Well, he gives the sacrifice of praise after, of course, the sacrifice of himself. I will praise your name, O Jehovah, for it is good, for he has delivered me out of all trouble. Words appropriate for that resurrection day. Words appropriate for the ascension day. My eye has seen its desire upon my enemies as he brings them all under his footstool and presents them to his Father. Well, we can give thanks, friends, that God will deliver us from those who betray us, just as he delivered David. David was not caught. God enabled him to escape. And he became, later on, king in Judah, then king in all Israel. He delivers us, too, from the wicked ones who seek to destroy us and false friends who want to betray us for their own sordid gain. But it's only because our Lord Jesus himself went through betrayal, went to and through death, and was raised victorious. That's the only reason why we are able to sing this psalm and think of our own deliverance from our enemies here on earth, because our Lord Jesus has triumphed over his and our enemies.